This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show. Wait, The Whole Show? What is this, a show about boats? Anyway, it's here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You know, it's funny that Jerry recorded that for us. I don't think he did that live, did he? Although I wouldn't put it past him. There is a Facebook account, and there is an event. I think it's in, like, South Carolina, or so. I'll take you there, Jerry, sometime. There actually is a whole show, and it's a boat event. It's about boats, yes, and that's exactly right. So there is a competing Facebook page out there. Search it. I think they're just called Whole Show, and they've been a bitter rival of mine ever since we started this program.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll have to check that out. Sorry about that.
No, I had to laugh. It's hilarious. It's great. I remember trying to come up with the domain name for everything, and it's like, wait, it's already taken. But I want to go there sometime.
How about this, then? How about the half show rather than the whole show?
We can do that. I mean, sometimes I do feel like I only put in about 50%, so it probably wouldn't be that far from the truth. Jerry, are we ever going to see the Bears play a basketball game again?
Man, I'm hoping that is the case. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah,
Two weeks between games is way too long.
It's they've played two games since Christmas? Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And then, of course, the last time we saw them, this is what's got to be tough, Jerry. Is the last time we saw this Bears team, they lose to Sac State, a game. You know, we certainly thought that they should win, but they lose in a big way. Could never really get things going. So they've had to chew on that now for a couple of weeks. That's got to be excruciating for this team.
I would think so. Steve Smiley said the same thing in the coach's show, Brady, on the station. He said, you know, you lose a game like that, you want to get right back on the court and redeem yourself and get that winning taste back. And they felt like they could certainly do that on Saturday. The game's postponed. Another game after that is postponed. So, yeah, it's really difficult to sit for 2 weeks anytime, whether you win or lose. I think especially when you lose, because you want to get it back out there. And you're leading the conference at the time. Still leading, tied for the lead, but you're leading the conference. You look like the best team in the league. You want to go back out there and show people you're better than that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, because big things, though, you know, when we saw them against Southern Utah, winning 91-81, you're thinking, okay, this Bears team is the real deal. So what was it with that Sac State game, Jerry? I mean, do you just look at a game like that and think, maybe this is just a team that maybe got a little bit ahead of themselves, started looking down that schedule, hearing what all of us, you know, talking about them on the radio or saying about them? Or is it one of those off nights or just somewhere in between?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of those things. I really do. I think it wasn't a whole lot of, hey, we're looking past this team because they're winless in the conference and we are undefeated. I don't think there was a lot of that. There was probably some of it almost subconsciously, I think, Brady. I think it was more almost a perfect storm. You know, the Sacramento State team came in, worst three-point shooting in the Big Sky, and they lit it up that day. They couldn't miss. They had two guys that doubled their scoring average from the season. They had a Bears team that could not find the range, 5-for-25 after hitting, 19 the game before at Southern Utah, and that was on the road. So just didn't play well. Steve Smiley said something interesting before the game in the pregame show. Brady, and maybe you caught it, he said, you know what, if we don't play a physical game like Sacramento State wants us to play, we're going to get beat today. And that's what happened, too. They weren't willing to play that physical game. This got out tough. You know, they got pushed around a little bit. I think lost composure in the process and never could get back in the game after an early deficit.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, also host of Amazing Americans. I want to get to that in a moment. I listened to the entire show over the weekend, Jerry. It was sensational, so I want to get into that in a moment. But you've got games against Idaho and Eastern Washington coming up. Important games because of what lies ahead on that 27th day of January when they take on Weber State.
Yep, exactly right. So you want to get yourself in a good spot before you play that Weber State game. And you're obviously going out there, Brady, to win every game, and that's got to be your mindset. You know, we got one loss to the conference. Let's keep it that way. And you want to set yourself up for the Big Sky tournament when you hopefully can win three games, go the dance. So every one of these games is vital. It sets you up. If you get a win, it sets you up in a better spot for that tournament coming up in March in Boise, Idaho. So you start by taking care of business in your next game, which is, like you said, coming up on Thursday. And then after that, you got Eastern Washington. And then after that, you got Weber State. So it's probably this conference, Brady, is probably not quite as strong up and down as we saw in football. I mean, that's a really good football league, the Big Sky. But this is a good Big Sky basketball league as well this year. Some very talented teams that have already knocked off the big boys a couple of times. If they haven't, they battled them very well. So none of these games are going to be easy. Even Idaho, the team that's at the bottom of the conference, beat South Dakota State, a terrific Summit League team that's probably going to win that Summit League again. They've gone to the tournament several years in a row. So you can't underestimate anybody, and hopefully the Bears learn that when they lost to Sacramento State at home.
Yeah, you hope you can learn those valuable lessons early at least. And, whatever that lesson is, see if you can take that forward onto your next few games here. And again, that Weber State game should be a lot of fun. But like you said, you got to make sure you set yourself up and be in a good position to make that game mean just a little bit more. Jerry, wanted to pick your brain about the Nuggets a little bit. Nikola Jokic, he's getting triple-doubles now well before the games are even over. They beat the Lakers on Saturday by 30. And, I mean, that's unbelievable anyway. I'm pretty sure that's the most they've ever beat the Lakers by. But then the Joker didn't even play the fourth quarter.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You can get a triple-double and not even play in the fourth quarter. I mean, that tells you what a tremendous player he is. I think on Saturday night, Brady, if I got these numbers right, I think they're there, 28 minutes of play and had his triple-double. Last night, in a loss, he played 20. It took him 21 minutes to get a triple-double, which is the fourth fastest ever in NBA history. To get a triple,
wow.
21 minutes, and you get a triple-double. That is mind-boggling to me in a game that you lose, and you lose big. So he's just an incredibly talented guy who's put it all together, and we've never seen anything like this before. He's now tied with Westbrook for the most triple-doubles in the league this year, and he's going to get many more. If he's getting them by the end of the third quarter, he's probably going to get a lot more this year when he plays in the fourth quarter.
It's just getting easier, isn't it? I mean, last year, yeah, double-doubles were easy, and triple-doubles were cool, and you knew he was capable of them, but there was a lot of work he needed to do to get those. Now, especially with this team around him, none of them are really known at this stage as being these big time scorers like the Jamal Murrays and Michael Porter Jr. So again, to be almost these last few games to almost average triple doubles, absolutely insanity to me.
It really is. And I did a post game show last night and had George Karl on, and George made the great point. He said it is so rare in the NBA to get a triple double and lose by 28 points or whatever they lost to by last night. I mean, usually when you get that triple-double, you're on the winning side of things. So he said, I'm not sure what the number is, but it's got to be in the 10% maybe that you don't win a game when you have a triple-double. And then he had a triple-double in three quarters, and they lost the game by 26 points. So it just tells you how great he is in these days, that he doesn't have a lot surrounding him because of the injuries, especially the two key guys that you talked about. And then a given night with COVID, you don't know what you're going to get with that roster. So for him to stay consistent that way, be this shining star, this shining superstar on a team that's so up and down, to me, is just absolutely mind-boggling.
I don't want to take anything away from Michael Malone, Jerry, but I want to get your thoughts. What do you think a Nikola Jokic-George Karl combo would have looked like with George Karl in his heyday and the Joker?
You know what's funny? You asked that question because George said that too last night. In fact, he said, "I would have just given anything to coach that guy." He said, "I really like what the job Michael Malone has done, but there's some things I probably would do differently with the guy to make him a little bit better as a teammate. Not necessarily score more or get more rebounds or have more assists, but to implement the team, incorporate the team around him to get them more involved." So I think that would have been one incredible combination. And the thing about Jokic, too, is he's such a great citizen, Brady. He's such a great guy. I mean, Michael Malone said he's the kind of guy that you want your daughter to meet and, to marry. Here's a quick story. One of the assistant coaches was telling me that in the preseason, before they began even playing exhibition games, all the baskets in the practice facility at Pepsi Center were taken. And Jokic comes out, just wants to work on his own, just wants to shoot a little bit. And they said, take that basket over here. We'll get the rookies out of there. He's like, no. Let the rookies play over there. Let them go. Don't do the thing. I'll wait till they're done, and I'll get my time in, and I'll get my shots in. When Carmelo Anthony would have said, get the heck out of here. This is my basket. Any superstar would have. But that's his attitude. It's like, you know, I'm just a fun-loving guy that wants to win basketball games, and if somebody's got my hoop, take it, and I'll start shooting when they're done. That says a lot about the guy and the player.
Isn't that something, too? I mean, and there's a lot of players that we say that, but it's not real almost. You know, maybe they're good guys, and once in a while they're doing those things. And I'm not trying to take anything away from the other good guys out there, but Joker is truly that guy. And you hear stories like that all the time, Jerry, where it's, you know, he's yucking it up with a reporter. He's having fun with a reporter. Nowadays, you see so many guys with so much disdain with the media, with fans. This Nikola Jokic, I mean, every single year, it seems like he gets a little bit more humble. It's phenomenal to me.
I agree with you, and I think he's every year he improves his game. I think he's better than he was last year as an MVP. I mean, I think he's actually got higher assist numbers this year than he did a year ago on a team that's a mediocre. It's an average team right now because of the injuries. But you're asking about George Karl and him being that combination. You know what he would do if George came to him and said, you know what, I want to change things a little bit. You know what Jokic would be doing? Like, yeah, coach, that sounds great. Let's give it a shot. Maybe we can win more games. Instead of, you know what, I'm the reigning MVP. You're going to tell me how to play my game differently? That would not happen with Jokic. He would be eager to learn more, to do something different, if it meant winning more games.
We're talking to Jerry Schemmel. He's the voice of the UNC Bears. Also, he has a plethora of knowledge when it comes to all things Denver Nuggets. And, you know, when I look at this team, again, you see all the great things with Nikola Jokic, and MVP numbers, no question about it. Waiting on Jamal Murray, waiting on Michael Porter Jr. Where do you see this team finishing up, Jerry, at the end of the day? And again, even if Porter does make a miraculous return and Murray does, in fact, stay on somewhat schedule and comes back at the end of the season, where do you see this team? Do those two stars pick up where they left off last time we saw them out? Or is there going to be a lot of rust to shake off? Would we be shocked if the Nuggets lose in the first round?
Yeah, you know, I try to look at that. That's a great question. I try to look at it from a realistic eye, and I think the Nuggets are probably a year away from being that championship-caliber team. I think even if – and the reports are that Michael Porter Jr. is doing really well, can come back before the end of the regular season around April 1st, which is the timetable for Murray as well. So that, Brady, only gives him a couple weeks of the regular season to kind of fit back in and get the rust off and then go in the playoffs that way. I think my thought is they'll get in the playoffs. They're good enough to make the top eight in the conference, but I don't know if they're going to make a realistic long run at the playoffs. They might make the second round. I would not be surprised if they were competitive but got beat in the first round. But if they're healthy going in next year with those two guys, with Jokic, then you can start talking about a championship run, because I think with that combination, that threesome of players, no matter who you put around them, and I think Aaron Gordon and some others are good complementary players. I think you just have those three guys and, you know, call up 11 CBA guys or D-League guys, you're going to have a great team. So I think they might be a year away from being a championship contender, but I would not put it past them to make some kind of little playoff run this year.
Well, I mean, this is kind of the time to do it here. You're in the midst of this home stretch. Get a few games away from that 500 mark. Maybe take some pressure off of yourself. You got the Clippers Wednesday, which, you know, is a bummer of a game last week, but you got the Clippers coming up on Wednesday, Memphis Friday, and then two games against Detroit with Sunday and into next Tuesday. So some opportunities there for the Nuggets to maybe get to that point where they're 4 or 5 games over the 500 mark, which I think would provide some breathing room.
Yep, absolutely. And that's their goal right now. And I think that's also realistic. I do believe they're going to come out with vengeance on Wednesday after that embarrassing loss they had a week ago tomorrow at Los Angeles, up by 25 and get beat 87-85.
Ugh.
Almost unheard of. I mean, that was ugly. I think they'll come out with great energy. They'll have 2 days between games. I mean, last night was their third game in 4 nights. They need a rest physically and mentally. So I think I would be shocked if they didn't win that game on Wednesday. And like you said, they got a good Memphis team and then a poor Detroit team 2 games in a row. So obviously a great opportunity to put a little distance between them and a couple of teams behind them.
Jerry, after our conversation last week, several calls wondering when exactly Amazing Americans runs on KFKA, when they can find the podcast and everything. And boy, it's a show I'm proud to say we carry here at KFKA. I'm listening. I was on the road back and forth, dropping some vehicles off, getting them, you know, recall that good stuff. And I get a chance to listen to your entire show. Napoleon Kaufman, that was a fantastic fantastic guest of yours. And boy, that program, since you started it, you just continue to grow it. It's a lot of fun to listen to. Very inspiring, too.
Well, I appreciate that, Brady. That's very kind of you. It's been a blessing for me. I've had a blast doing it. And, you know, just to get reaction from people, listening to a show like Napoleon Kaufman and hearing his story, how he walked away from tens of millions of dollars to follow the call of God. And we've had, you know, Broncos executives on that have gone through alcoholism and people hearing the story and going to rehab themselves. I mean, those kinds of reactions and responses to the show are really why we do it. So we're trying to inspire people and try to motivate people, and we've been able to do that with several of these guests. So been blessed by it. The Napoleon Kaufman one was one of my favorites. I mean, he's not only got a great story, but he's so articulate and he's funny. And I don't know if you caught the part where I asked him about how'd you end up at Washington? He's like, they tricked me into coming there. It was just hilarious. So, that was one of my favorite ones that we've done. We've done 120 now, and Napoleon Kaufman was one of my very favorites. That was a good one.
Yeah, again, it's a great show. And sometimes, Jerry, even if I'm not that familiar with the athlete that you've had on or the individual that you're having on, you still provide so many unique stories where after the fact, after the show, I'm going, all right, I got to find out more about this person, because that's what that program does. And again, I just, we thank you for doing it, man. Nothing really like it on the radio airwaves. And I know you wanted to provide a real positive, inspiring type radio program, and that's exactly what you have.
Well, I appreciate that, Brady. That means a lot, because that's the whole idea behind the show, is to do something different, some kind of positive, uplifting type of programming. And so far, that's been the case. And we've intentionally put guests on there that nobody's ever heard of for that reason. I didn't want this to be a show where Jerry's talking to celebrities every week. That's not the idea. So to get to have you have that reaction, like, I've never heard this person before, that I was inspired by her or him, that means a lot to us. That's what we're after.
Well, Jerry, we love it, man. We love the program. We love your Bears coverage. We know we're back at it with the coaches show. We've got Jaden hanging out in studio with us today, or on the production side, hanging out with Micah today. So I'm sure he'll be out there tomorrow.
Very nice. All right. We're looking forward to that. Thank you, Brady. I appreciate the kind words.
All right, my friend. That's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, host of Amazing Americans. If you want to find out more, amazingamericans.org. You can go there. Check it out. Jerry is a phenomenal guy. I've gotten a chance to know him more and more over this last year. And boy, not many better than that individual there. 38 minutes after the hour, we're going to jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.